Grayson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's National Security Council will meet in the Situation Room later this morning to take up Israel's attacks on Iran's capital and nuclear sites. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
In Jerusalem, BBC's Hugo Bachega is monitoring the action in Iran.
A state of emergency has been declared following these attacks. Gatherings have been banned. Hospitals have also taken some emergency measures. Schools will be closed for the day. The main airport has canceled all its flights.
Black smoke could be seen rising into the air from Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility, but CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us it's going to take repeated attacks.
This is going to be an air campaign as opposed to air strikes. What I mean by an air campaign is a couple of days where you conduct attacks, you do battle damage assessment in the aftermath, and then reconfigure subsequent attacks based on how well you've done initially.
The IAEA says its armed forces chief of staff and the head of Revolutionary Guards were killed, and Iran retaliated by launching over 100 drones into Israel. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports a Boeing 787 jetliner Dreamliner went down after takeoff in northern India with more than 240 people on board.
According to the airline, everyone on board was killed except for one man who somehow escaped. His family is waiting for him in London, among them his cousin, AJ Balji.
The world is upset about this. Everyone is upset.
The plane crashed into a building housing medical students.
Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California is angry after being forcibly removed from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's news conference in Los Angeles yesterday.
I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground, and I was handcuffed.
DHS said Padilla did not identify himself and Secret Service believed him to be an attacker as he approached Noem. Some shoppers are experiencing empty shelf shock after a cyber attack hit a major food distributor, United Natural Foods Incorporated, and put a lingering crimp into its deliveries. Douglas Smith is the assistant manager at an IGA store in Danville, Illinois.
We're trying our best to try to get things in and let customers know that we're, you know, stocking shelves as best as we can, but we can't stock it if we don't have the products.
United Natural Foods says the cyber attack is ongoing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The Crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll have our Courier Newsroom check-in on national stories, plus our Week in Review panel, Dr. Kristen Lierley, and Sports with Mike Clemens.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwalbe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what a night. It's Thursday, folks. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays. I've had to clear my throat about 7,000 times today. I'll try to keep that to a minimum here tonight. Welcome. We have a great show tonight. It's another overcast summer night. What is happening? We've got issues with the folks. If you're watching on the stream, all hell is breaking loose already. There we go. Conrad Krieger is the man. Can we? I got to get this chair out of here. Look at that. That's going to be the Jenna Watkins chair. You can sit there. Hey, however you're joining us tonight, it's great to have you. Whether you're on the old fashioned radio and you got the family gathered around, dad's got his pipe, mom's got her apron on, the kids are arguing. Make them listen to the radio. It's good, clean fun. Or if you're on the app or the stream, it's great to have you here for Nightlight, folks. We hope we can help you wind down tonight. We are getting closer to a summer weekend. And Conrad's got a big bash plan this weekend. He's going to go to Milwaukee and see a comedian that uses foul language. I don't approve of that. But
yes, that's true.
And I get the sense that you're only going because he uses foul language.
Yes.
Have you fallen for that? Like, this is really funny because I can't believe he said that or what?
Yeah, it's a type of comedian that you're like, wow, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
That was bad, but hilarious.
But in a good way.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun. Lots of fun stuff on the show tonight. We got a great question, great guests. This is exciting. It's 6:35 tonight. My pal Jenna Watkins is here. She is Miss Turtle Creek, formerly Miss Harbor Cities, and she is competing in the Miss Wisconsin contest. So she's kind of making the rounds this week, and she added Nightlight to her list. So it will be lovely to have her here. She's a wonderful person. We're going to talk about she's going to make the popcorn pick of the week, too, Conrad. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I left that out. But that's so here's what we got. We got like three guests all wrapped up into one Jenna. We've got Jenna's going to come on and make the popcorn pick of the week. Then we're going to talk about the Miss Wisconsin competition. I was not eligible again this year.
Sorry about that.
I know. Believe that? Always a bridesmaid. And then she also, her day job is cybersecurity. So we're going to talk to her about some cybersecurity things. This, I just outlined like a whole mini series. We only have her for a few minutes, but we'll get it all covered. And that's at 6:35. Jenna will be in studio here. And then this is exciting too. At 7:20, Danny Bem, I'm saying that right. Correct, Conrad?
Yeah.
Is going to be here. He is a Papa Murphy's pizza owner. I think he owns a shop in West Bend, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound right as well?
That sounds right.
All right. We are banging on all cylinders. And he's going to be here in the studio. Well, right outside the studio. We think we have, I think there might be fire code issues.
Yeah, there might be, yes.
Because you wouldn't even let me light a cigar with Norm a couple weeks ago. Conrad was like the cigar police.
Well, you know, you don't want that smell. You know, John Mino and Jim Schmidt, they'd have a
the
fit.
And Ralph, when they smell that. But we won't be cooking pizza in the studio. If you are listening, fire department, we'll be right outside making Papa Murphy's pizzas on the grill. How fun does that sound?
You know, and you can all see it if you join the stream, Facebook, yeah. YouTube, or Twix.
There you go.
And you can watch it live on the radio.
Wouldn't it be funny if Danny was here and he made the pizza on the grill, but then he wouldn't let us try any? Sorry.
He's guys. Like, all right, guys, it's yeah. $18 a slice.
I got to make my overhead here. I can't be just shelling out pizza to anybody who walks past. So I assume we'll get a little taste test. I purposely arranged my eating schedule today so I could have gelato and pizza. And that's a great a healthy meal. So that'll be fun.
That's very healthy.
All kinds of fun stuff happening here tonight. We had a surprise visit from Todd Michaels, who will be here during the pizza segment. And Todd Alba, the Todds, were here. So yeah. Neither one of them like me personally, but I think they respect the show. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice. A nice surprise to see Todd Alba up north here in Green Bay. He'll be doing his show from here tomorrow. I will be guesting on that show as well. Always fun to join Todd on the air.
How are you going to bring it? Because Todd always brings it for this show. So how are you going to bring it?
Well, I think if I eat gelato on the show, something that doesn't serve me?
You just bring in like four cups. All right, let's get this started.
I know. I got to find something to do because the last time I was on Todd's show, I was in Madison doing my show from there. And I just barely got there in time. I got on the air. So he's raised the bar. There's no question about that.
I mean, you could wear a tutu.
Wear a tutu. I could get a bottle of whiskey and a cigar and a cowboy hat like Todd had on. Or I could go to a landmark here in Green Bay.
Yeah. You could do it live from my house. I think that's a landmark.
Live from Conrad's apartment. I'll have my feet up on the coffee table. And you know what I would do? I would pull a Dwight from The Office. Like when you did the StreamYard from your apartment and I'm there, I would get out of your bed and I would be naked. And you'd be like, hey, what the?
You're not invited.
I think it'd be better to be in the studio, but I will find something to do to make Todd stay here in Wisconsin or in Green Bay fun. And he's been here before. Todd's no stranger to downtown GB, baby. All right, so we got a really fun question. I'm excited to get this. I think people are going to have fun with this tonight. Let's go to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Name a celebrity whose fame you just don't get. You know what I just realized? That's not really a question the way I have it phrased. But I put a question mark at the end of it.
Yeah.
So I have to if I were to read that properly, I would say, name a celebrity whose fame you just don't get. It's kind of weird, but you get the picture, folks. Let us know who, and there's a few, I have several. Mark Wahlberg, one of them. I get that he's
really
ripped. Great. He's not a bad actor. I don't understand how he's as big as he is.
Okay.
But he's not my number one. My number one is, and a lot of people have already addressed this on social media, I don't get the Kardashians. I do not get, I mean, I know what propelled their careers, and it was a little something I like to call SEX on VIDEO. So, and then, you know, their dad was OJ's lawyer. There's really nothing, in my opinion, likable about the Kardashians. I can't find, they influence so many people. Luckily, my daughter sidestepped the whole Kardashian thing. She didn't understand it. And it's just, I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, they've had tons of plastic surgery. So if it's just a physical thing, it's like, okay, well, anybody could look like that. You know, if you want to chisel your face or pay for surgery on various things, I have calf implants. I don't care. That's a joke, Conrad.
Sorry. I just,
but seriously, I don't understand their fame. They're not necessarily talented.
I don't think they're talented at all.
But I'm trying to be objective here as best I can. I don't find them entertaining. Some people obviously do, or they just need a time waster. I don't get it, but they are my celebrities that I don't understand their fame. Who are yours? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app or on the stream. Just get a hold of us either way you can, and we will read your text on the radio, folks. That'll be very exciting. Conrad, I want you to think about this question, and I want you to give me your answer. But first, I'm going to read this, and then I want to know who you think.
All right.
And I know you're not going to say Adam Sandler. So take that off the board.
Yeah.
Hey, if you haven't played yet, folks, you have one more day to play Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest. It's great fun. All our contests are fun, and they keep getting more and more popular, and this one is no exception. You just get the keyword, and you text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text in the keyword off the app. That's the kicker. You have to use the app. Text in the keyword, and you will be eligible to win $100 or Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets. That's every hour that you play. And you'll also be eligible to join the race for the grand prize. We have two grand prizes, a trip to Door County or a trip to Baraboo, both lovely places in our state. And we are even throwing in gas money. I don't know about diesel. We have to look into diesel.
Yeah, we might have to look into that.
I just think it's something, you know, if someone calls and says, hey, you know, I'm driving my 18-wheeler to the chateau in Door County, that might not work. But we'll figure it out, folks. Anyway. We are throwing in gas money. Two beautiful trips. I would take either one. I've been to Door County several times. I've only been to Baraboo like twice, but it's absolutely gorgeous there. You have one more day. Tomorrow is your final day, so get in on the fun. Text in off the app at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m. Text in the keyword, and you will be all set. Good luck, everybody. Conrad, what is your... give me a celebrity. You don't understand their fame.
I don't know if you'll know this person, but you might because your son
Frank Sinatra.
Is around my age.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Fred?
Well, one Fred, just Fred? Is this Annoying Orange, one of those type of characters?
Okay. He had a really high-pitched voice, and for some reason that got him famous.
I know who Fred is.
He had like a huge YouTube channel and somehow got his own like sitcom on and movie on Nickelodeon as well. And when I was a kid, I thought it was annoying.
Yeah, that's weird. It's interesting you went that route, though, because I would say, like, YouTube people, their fame seems so fleeting. But the fact that he got a movie out of it is pretty strange. Whatever happened to him?
I think he's still doing, like, TikTok or something like that. Really? But
I see Todd Michaels hanging out, loitering over in the corner there. Does he have a celebrity? Or did he already text in on the... Let me see if Todd's got... Sometimes Todd plays along on the social media. Oh, yeah, here he is. He commented on Friendster. Todd, you have a celebrity you don't quite understand why they're famous or they're...
Got to spend some time thinking about that.
Okay, we'll get back to you. I didn't mean to make you work when you're just here hanging out, but you are in the producer booth where Todd feels most at home, no doubt. All right, so let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have not had a driving issue in quite a while. On my way down here, listen, this drives me nuts. And you drive all the time, Todd. You commute from, I almost said Omaha, Oshkosh. A cop has already pulled someone over. All right, the lights are going. Everybody's going along at like 75 miles an hour, you know, pretty good clip. And they hit the brakes. The cop is not going to be writing a ticket and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can go. I'm going after that guy. He's already got the guy. Don't slow down. And you're going the speed. We're going 75 and a 70. Like, I don't know what it's like. It's like America's guilty conscience. Everybody's just like, I'm doing something wrong. I better slow down. You know, it drives me nuts. So what did you just tell me, Conrad?
Fred?
No, not that. You just gave me some kind of hand signal or something. You gave me the bunt sign or something. Was that the 2 minute thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
30 seconds ago.
I know what that means. 30 seconds ago. I have to say, too, I've been watching this show. I talked about this a couple weeks ago, Line of Duty. It is so good. It's a British show, and it's a cop show, and it's about like internal affairs in Great Britain, and it is outstanding. There are 36 episodes total. I think I wrote about this in the Beats a couple weeks ago because I had just started watching it, but I cannot recommend this show enough. It's got 5 or 6 seasons. They're all like 4 or 5 episodes per season. Well acted. And they always throw a twist at you. It never necessarily goes where you kind of think it will. But the show is so good, even if they go in that direction, you're like, I'm okay with this. But they always twist it up. It's great. It's a great show. Line of Duty. You can catch it on Hulu. Jenna Watkins is here. We're talking Miss Wisconsin at 6:35. Our soon-to-be pal, Danny Bem, will be here at 7:20. We're making pizza, folks. You got to stick around. Let us know. We're coming right back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shiny.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. We got one more day on that contest. Conrad, did you know that?
I do, yeah. So make sure you get your text in tomorrow.
Get your text in tomorrow, absolutely. Well, our question of the night, folks, is whose fame do you just not understand? Is there someone you're like, what? I don't get it. I wouldn't go to their movies or watch their TV shows. I say the Kardashians. Conrad says Fred, which is, he was an internet sensation back in the day and ended up making a movie, and he's still out there influencing, huh?
I guess so.
I haven't heard of him, so I don't know if he's not.
Ask your son, Joe, about Fred.
I will. He keeps me current for the most part. So, but that's our question. Name a celebrity whose fame you just don't get. Let's go to our social media responses. I almost don't even want to. Luke's. It's just so bush league. You know, he's supposed to be better than that. Luke Mathers, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you about Luke Mathers. Sharp guy. Does a lot of stuff here at Civic Media. He says Peach Wamba.
You know,
you have to be a celebrity. I know I think I'm a celebrity, but let's be honest, folks. I'm not a celebrity. So I don't accept that answer, Luke.
I get it.
Luke's a Civic Media celebrity.
Yes, he is.
Wait, you get what? You get that he doesn't get my fame?
Yeah.
My lack thereof? Okay. Oh, Mathers, you old son of a gun, you've done it again. Daniel Wheeler, also on social media, says the artist Jeff Koons, his celebrity status only reinforces the public misconception that art is a joke worth millions. You got to go to the Google for that one, K-Man.
I will have
take
to.
A powder and go to the Google. Nathan Timmel, filmmaker Nathan Timmel, he's been on the show before. He says all of them. That's a great answer. No, it's not. I've changed my mind. I'm pivoting already. I understand what you're saying with that, Nathan, but I think there are a lot of people who do deserve, not to say nobody deserves it, but there are people who I understand why they are as popular as they are, or, you know, why they've achieved so much, because they contribute so much artistically, creatively, and I think it's well-deserved. In my case, the Kardashians, to me, don't really contribute a whole lot to society. And there's a lot of people like that. But their entertainment, it's all subjective. And that is a very interesting answer. Thank you, Nathan. Monica Hale says, any of the Kardashians, get down on it. I'm with you, sister. I think the same. I don't get any of them. I don't. Are any of them likable? Conrad, if you had to date a Kardashian, gun to your head, who are you taking out for a nutty night out on the town?
I don't know. I'll take Kim out.
Kim? Would you do that? Would you?
Yeah, why not?
I love how you begrudgingly admit you kind of like Kim if you had to take someone. Lisa Hale says, Monica Hale, I third, fourth, and fifth this. So the Kardashians, they're in the lead. And Amanda Nimmer says, I second this. I don't think you can second something that's been third, fourth, and fifth. So I'm going to say Amanda sixth this. Nick Wallander from Comedy City in De Pere says, Logan Paul. Yeah, another one.
Yeah. He's been like doing it since he was like 13.
But he was like an actor then. Like he had
No, that was his brother.
Oh, it's his brother.
Logan was the one who started their YouTube channel.
Oh man. Is he the boxer?
Yes. Logan. Well, he's the wrestler.
Okay.
The WWE wrestler.
And the other one's the boxer?
Yep.
Okay. And those are the most sterile. That's not even entertainment.
Because yeah,
you know that was fixed.
I mean WWE is obviously just scripted.
What?
Sorry. I'm sorry to do that to you.
Jim from Appleton says, the Hawktua girl. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
He says, I despise the Kardashians and Robin Leach. Jim is all over the board with that answer. I love it. The Hawktua girl and I despise the Kardashians and Robin Leach. And Todd did win. Matt Rife. Yeah, you know what, Todd? I've heard a lot of complaints. Let me ask you this, Todd. Is he funny? Because I've heard a lot of people say, well, he had all this plastic surgery.
I think at one time he was funny, but I think he said some things that kind of offended me. And it's like, you know.
Offended you. Wow.
I mean, it takes a lot to offend me, and you know that.
Yeah. Other than my presence, you are not easily offended. And then I got to say this, too, because Conrad said, you know, every week we put a best of together and we send it down to Luke Mathers, who doesn't agree with my lack of celebrity. And Conrad said, we sent the Sydney Sweeney products interview with Bob Bremerton. And Conrad said, I wanted to hurl a few times, but it was funny. So that was fun.
That was rich.
And then on the stream, we've got Dave, who says, Paul Lynn. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. I don't mind Paul Lynn. He was funny. He had some great one-liners on, what was it, Match Game or Hollywood Squares? But hey, again, this is subjective. There are no right or wrong answers, folks. There are only your answers. Thank you, Dave. Paula, Conrad's mom weighs in and says, any of the reality stars, none of the shows are actually real. That is very true, Paula. They are not real. They are scripted, and it's a way for them to get away without paying writers. The producers tell people what to say. They concoct these scenarios. It's all BS. You are absolutely right, Conrad's mom. Thank you, Paula. We got a phone call?
Yeah.
We can squeeze one in before the break, right?
Yes, we can.
Who are we talking to?
The half-baked couch potato.
Who's that? That's how he's identifying himself?
This is Ollie from the Northwest.
Oh, Ollie, how are you?
Hi. I thought I'd give you a shout out for your potato joke.
I'm glad you're a potato. We had you on the phone the other night and something, you got disconnected or something. I went on to take the call and you were not there and I was sad.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. We've got we got about 30 seconds or so, Ollie.
Well, how about Hulk Hogan and Jesse Ventura?
Oh, that's a toss-up. Let's put them both on the list. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's outstanding. Thanks so much, Ollie. Have a great evening in the North Woods.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. We are coming back, folks. We have an actual beauty contestant right here in the studio, and it's not Conrad. Jenna Watkins will be here after the news. Stick around, and we've got pizza. We're making pizza in the studio. Come on down. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Glitter in the sky, glitter in our eyes, shining just the way we are. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Israel's military says it has begun intercepting Iranian drones. This after Israel's air attacks on Tehran and Iranian nuclear sites. This man in Tel Aviv is prepared for a long struggle.
We're very scared of not having enough supplies at home, so we really want to stock up, be able to have some water and some food in case we can't leave our houses.
Israeli military spokesman Effie Defron.
This morning, the IDF began preemptive and precise strikes targeting the Iranian nuclear program in order to prevent the Iranian regime's ability to build a nuclear bomb in the immediate time frame.
BBC's Hugo Bashega reports top Iranian military officers were also targeted.
Dozens of military and nuclear facilities have been hit. At least six cities have been hit, including the capital Tehran, where several buildings were hit, including the headquarters of the Revolutionary Guard.
Iran says the leader of the guards and the armed forces chief were killed. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old-school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We are about to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Very exciting. We do this every Thursday at 6:35. And we've heard a lot of different movie selections, I would say. Right, Con?
Actor selections?
Movie selections.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the question.
Oh, no. I'm going to ask our next guest a question, too. But did you find out who Jeff Koons was?
I sent you a picture, actually.
Okay, I'm kind of busy over here, so you can just tell me who
sorry,
he is.
I don't know,
hosting a show. No, we'll do that. We'll get to Jeff Koons. That's not important because you know what? Right now, folks, I've got a guest in studio. I've known this girl. We've been friends for a long time, almost a year.
Yeah, a very long time.
We judged a costume contest together at Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc, and that's where we met, and she has been on the show before. She is Miss Turtle Creek, and she is competing in the Miss Wisconsin competition, and she's the perfect person to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Jenna Watkins joins me in studio. Hey.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, and it's great that you drove here. You just reminded me that you have a two-hour drive.
Yes, so
you're a real trooper.
Hey, like I was just telling you, I needed to have one in-person interview with Pete Schwabba in
yes.
my life. It needed to happen.
In your life? Well, we could do this again, you know. This doesn't have to be. I mean, unless I offend you and you storm out or something.
Hey, let's do this. Let's set it on the calendar. Make it a yearly thing.
Conrad, pencil her in.
Sounds good.
It's great to see you, and thank you for being here. This is really exciting. We'll do the popcorn pick, and then I've got a lot of questions for you about Miss Wisconsin. And cybersecurity. You're going to indulge me a little bit, and you're so nice about that. You did last time, and I had a lot of questions for you.
Oh, I love talking about cybersecurity.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's fascinating stuff. Okay. How do you, Jenna Watkins, like to watch movies?
So, I love watching on my couch at home with freshly popped popcorn. Oh, my family doesn't do, like, the bag popcorns. We have our own popcorn maker.
Okay.
And so, it is the only way that I will eat popcorn now.
Purist.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have like a flavor or anything like that? Or
nope, just straight. No. So we use butter, coconut oil, and then we use flavacol. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's the same flavacol salt that they use in movie theaters to salt their popcorns.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Flavacol.
I think I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. But
I think
you're
probably spot on. I had a broken flavicle in playing high school sports, but that's such a bad joke. Conrad, don't laugh at that.
I wasn't going to.
You were smiling. You were on the cusp. Look, Todd's laughing, but Todd came from Hagermeister Park, so I don't know what else. Todd's got a little help. You're here on a really fun night. I told you we're making pizza later. That's a potential movie snack, too, but this is the popcorn pick. So let me ask you this, Jenna. What kind of movies do you like? What genre do you typically watch?
I watch a lot of action and a lot of fantasy movies. I'm a huge nerd. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
So give me those superhero movies. Give me those magic movies. But I love a good action flick. And that's actually what I watch to prepare for Miss Wisconsin is I watch a lot of action movies.
Can I ask you how that correlates? How you watch a lot of action movies. That's interesting.
Yes. Well, if you think about it, always in the beginning of an action movie, you have the hero or the main character either fail at a fight or fail at whatever they're trying to do. And so they work hard, they're dedicated. And then at the end of the movie, most of the time they're successful and they win, which is a very much like what competing is like. There's a lot of times where you don't make the goal, but you still reach other goals and you're constantly learning and you're constantly working.
Wow. That's a fantastic answer. And I would ask you your favorite action movie, but I don't want to interfere. If that's your popcorn pick of the week, we probably shouldn't go there. We'll hold off on that.
We'll say my favorite action movie is Best of the Best.
That's what it's called?
Yeah. Like, it's a karate movie from, like, 1990-something, I
think. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't actually know when it was made. It might have been made before I was born, but it's a great movie.
How do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater or do you like to sit at home? You mentioned your family and popcorn before. What's your tactic?
Oh, I sit at home. It's because I can't bring my dogs to the theater. I need to have my dogs
on
my lap.
Thank you for that. I'm sure they're lovely. Are they service dogs?
No, they're two Shih Tzus. They were both found in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And one of them only has three legs.
How did that happen?
So when she was brought into animal control, they both had to be medically shaved. And as they were medically shaving, one of them, they found a string tied around her leg. The leg looked weird, so she went in for x-rays, and her leg was broken for so long that the bone actually started to, like, disintegrate.
Oh,
still attached.
Oh, man. That's weird. I ask you that because my dad had a three-legged dog. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. It could run around. I couldn't believe the things it could do with three legs, but I didn't know if you, and you still adopted it, even though it had three legs?
Oh, that's the reason why we adopted it. We always go for those harder cases to adopt out.
Yeah. Wow. That's really admirable. What are the dogs' names?
Luna and Pepper.
Oh, good names too. Okay. And did they like movies? Do they like Turner and Hooch or something like that? Do they like the dog movies?
They love when we have a movie night because that just means that they can sit down on our laps the entire night because they're very lazy. All they want to do is sit on your lap and get pets.
Okay. That's fantastic. All right. So, you like action movies. You like to watch them at home. You like real popcorn. I think that's all fantastic. Have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, all the time. And I will say my popcorn pick is a movie that generally gets me to cry.
Okay.
What is it? Is it Boys in the Boat? I think Boys in the Boat
makes
me cry. It came out 2 years ago or something?
2 or 3 years ago, yeah. I still haven't seen that. Okay.
Oh, it's good. You got to watch it.
So you cried. You didn't cry like during Best of the Best, did you? Like a karate movie? Does that make you cry?
I mean, I got teary-eyed at the end.
Because... when he broke the board?
No. So have you ever seen it?
No. Well, I might have seen it like on cable years ago, but I don't remember.
Okay. Do you mind if I spoil it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So you have this karate team going up against the other team. So this was in the Olympics. And the American team doesn't actually win.
Mm.
But so during the medaling ceremony, you have I believe it was a South Korean team. I might be wrong who they were competing against. But you have each player from the opposing team step forward and say, I know your name. I know your story. Your brother is my brother.
Mm.
And they go down the line, each one, and it just makes me so emotional.
Like good sports? You're getting emotional now even thinking about it. Like just because it's good sportsmanship?
Mm-hmm. It's good sportsmanship.
I'll tell you what almost made me, Con, I don't know if you've seen this. Remember there was a pitcher, this was a viral video.
Mm-hmm.
The pitcher threw and hit a batter in the head. And the batter went down, and the pitcher felt so awful. He sat there, and he couldn't control himself. He was crying because he thought he really seriously hurt this guy. Mm-hmm. So the guy obviously got beaned, got to take his base. He walked over and gave the pitcher a hug. And these two are just standing there in the middle of the baseball field. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And I might have cried. All right. So back to movies. Okay. Do you have a special or a favorite drink you like? Do you like a certain type of cocktail when you sit at home and watch a movie?
I love a kiddie cocktail. Like the Shirley Temple Sprite and Cherry Grenadine. Oh, just hits.
Tell me you at least have a double.
Sometimes.
Do you not drink at all?
I mean, we're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So sometimes, but normally not. No.
Okay. Good for you. All right. My guest is Jenna Watkins. She is a Miss Wisconsin contestant. She is here tonight as Miss Turtle Creek. And we're going to talk to her about that contest in just a few short moments. We are talking to her about movies here. She is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. And I have to ask you, have you ever seen Miss Congeniality?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you like it?
You know, when I first watched it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the worst movie ever. I can't believe people like it. And then my friend who I was watching it with said, you know why you don't like it? Because you are exactly the main character.
Sandra Bullock. Wow.
They're like, you don't like it because it's a reflection on your life. And then after that, I loved it.
Oh, that's nice. It was a funny movie. There were some funny parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when is the last time you've gone to the theater to watch a movie?
I think, I can't remember what movie I saw, but I think I went like last winter.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I have one more movie question for you. You, what is the funniest movie you've ever seen? Do you like comedies?
I do like comedies. Yeah. I don't watch them as much. Does Wonka count as a comedy?
Yeah, sure.
Wonka, all right. Hands down.
The new one with Timothy Chalamet?
Yes, okay. The musical.
All right, Con, I think we're ready. You ready with the drum roll? We are ready to get Miss Turtle Creek, Jenna Watkins, who is live in studio for Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, if you please.
Miracle from 2004.
How great is that? You've seen that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the hockey one, right? The hockey
one.
I love that movie. That's one of the, it's a great sports movie, and it's one that a lot of people don't always go to right away when you talk sports movies. It's kind of a forgotten sports movie, but every time you mention it, people flip for it because it's a really good film. That's a great choice.
Like I said, it's the hard work, it's the dedication that everyone just puts into it.
Yeah.
Like I can still remember Herb again.
Yeah.
Again. Like it's.
Did it make you? Did you cry?
Oh, definitely. I'm a big softie.
Because you weren't even born yet. That was like the 1980 U.S. hockey team, right? I remember that.
Yep, I wasn't born yet.
Oh, wow. I wasn't born yet. I was still in the womb, but I do remember all the cheering on the outside. Hey, this is fun. Thank you for giving us the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Folks, if you haven't seen the film Miracle, it is outstanding. As Jenna mentioned, it's from 2004. It's a great movie and a great sports movie and a great underdog movie because the U.S. was not supposed to win. It was a bunch of college guys, right? If I remember correctly.
Yep. Yeah. It was no pro players. Like that was the whole thing is the U.S. was the only team that didn't use pro players for the Olympics.
Right. That's
at the
right.
Time.
Okay. Which made it even more of an upset, which was great.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready to talk some... what's the proper term? Is it a beauty pageant? Is it a...
It's a service organization.
Service organization. Okay. How did you get... All right. When I met you last fall at the Sputnik Fest, when we were judging costumes, you were Miss Harbor Cities. And now you're Miss Turtle Creek. How does that work? How did you switch titles?
So you have a year of service where you go out into your area and... You volunteer, you talk about your community service initiative. And so when we met at Sputnik Fest, that was actually at the end of my year of service as Miss Harbor Cities.
Right.
It was supposed to be my last appearance, but then I managed to get an interview with the one and only Pete Schwabba.
Here on Nightlight. That was an evening to remember. That was fantastic. Yes. Yeah. So that was your official last duty as Miss Harbor Cities?
Well, I had to appear in the competition and give up my crown. And do an interview, but basically.
Wow. So how did you parlay that into Miss Turtle Creek?
So Miss Turtle Creek is a title within the South Central Competitions Incorporated group.
Okay.
And so I competed in late January in Beloit in the phases of competition, interview, on stage question, talent, evening gown, and health and fitness.
That is really cool. So could you just keep doing that circuit, so to speak?
You can, as long as you meet a certain amount of requirements. So to be a Miss, you need to be between the ages of 18 and 27. So this is going to be my last year. You also need to live, work, or go to school in Wisconsin, and you need to be a natural born female.
Okay. So there are a few parameters. Let me scratch that off your list, Conrad. You're not eligible. Think about that.
I was really looking forward to it.
Jenna Watkins is here, folks. She is Miss Turtle Creek. She's competing for Miss Wisconsin. We'll talk to her about that after this very short break. And then hour number two, we are making pizza here, just outside the studio. You going to stick around for pizza?
Maybe. We'll see.
Take some in the car ride home. Yeah. All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Light so bright. Do we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother. Cause now we're partners in crime. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports. especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues.
Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. The studio has just gotten much more competitive because we have an actual Miss Wisconsin competitor here, folks. She is Jenna Watkins. She is here live in the studio. She's going to compete for Miss Wisconsin. So tell us about that. That's got to be like, you've done that before, right?
Yes, I have.
Is it nerve-wracking?
It is. And for me, it's nerve-wracking not because I'm worried that I'm not going to do well. For me, it's looking at everyone who has given me time and energy,
yeah,
and I just don't want to let them down.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you have, like, sponsors? Is that what you're talking about? Or are there people that are, like, pulling for you?
Oh, there's always people that are pulling for me. Whenever you have a title, you have a group of people behind you that are helping you with interview prep, that are helping you with talent prep, altering any outfits that you're wearing. So there's so many people behind you that put so much work into you. I don't want to let anyone down, which is probably the most nerve-wracking part of it.
So how did you, like, walk us through what the competition is like? Is it take place over the course of a weekend, one evening? What categories are there? I kind of remember watching, you know, Miss USA when I was a kid, because it was like there was three channels, so we would watch it. But do they still do all, like, that talent and swimsuit and all that kind of stuff?
Yes. So this year it's so exciting because New Berlin is the new place for Miss Wisconsin. So it's been in Oshkosh for over 60 years, but this year we're trying out New Berlin, Wisconsin. And so we are actually going to be starting out the week with a Father's Day parade that ends at the New Berlin Historical Society. If you're in the area, come on down.
Oh, wow.
And then for us, competition starts Monday morning. And that's when I actually have my 10-minute interview with the judges, which thank you for giving me practice, because I have no clue what the judges are going to ask me, just like I have no clue what you're going to ask me.
Do you want me to try to ask you like gotcha questions and that and kind of trick you?
Or? Sure.
Okay. Let me think about that. Conrad, let's get to work on that.
Sounds good.
Sure,
yeah.
Jenna goes prepared into this meeting. So that meeting, is it just one judge? Is any of this televised? Like,
so that is not televised, but it's five judges. You have a 30-second opening and a 30-second closing. So there's really 9 minutes where they're asking you questions.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun. And they can ask you anything under the sun.
Wow. Like how much you make a year?
They could.
Well, that's kind of personal.
I'm not saying I'd respond and tell them, but they could ask me.
Has a Miss Wisconsin contestant ever told a judge to stick it? That probably wouldn't be.
Probably not in those words.
All right. Fair enough. So, and then do you have like a talent? Is there like a talent? What is your talent? What do you do for that?
So I am jazz dancing to Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Oh, great song.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It tells my story basically, just like the action movies. Don't stop the hero.
Yeah.
So after interview, we have competition in person that people can come see us at the New Berlin West Performing Arts Center.
Nice.
Starting Wednesday, June 18th. So that night I'm going to be competing in onstage question and evening gown. And then the Thursday, the 19th, I'm going to be competing in talent and health and fitness.
Okay.
And then on Friday, all of the teens compete to become Miss Wisconsin's teen. And then on Saturday, the top 11 are called and then they do all of the onstage again. So they do onstage question, talent, fitness, and evening gown.
Is it competitive in terms of like, are you friends with all the other contestants? Have you ever been tempted to kneecap somebody and let them have it or pull a Tanya Harding or what?
Oh, no. I always say if I win, I want to win because I'm the best, not because someone else had something unfortunate happen to them. And the saying that a queen always fixes another queen's crown is so true, especially during Miss Wisconsin week. You'll have people coming up, let me quick tie this up or tuck in your dress straps. Like, we're all there for each other because there's no one else who gets to go through that specific Miss Wisconsin week with us.
Do you have to have a specific, like, a cause? Like, let's say you win Miss Wisconsin. And I've known a Miss Wisconsin before, and I remember talking to her, but this is like 35 years ago. What becomes your charge, so to speak?
So it's called a Community Service Initiative, or CSI for short. And mine is all about identity theft. It's called It's Your Identity, Protect It.
Wow.
And this stemmed from when I had my identity stolen when I was 16 years old because I wanted to buy a pretty homecoming dress.
Now I remember this. We talked about this a little bit last time.
Yes, we did.
And is that what propelled you into cybersecurity?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about that too, but I want to talk. So that's your cause when you're Miss Wisconsin. And how busy did they keep you? Like you probably had stuff to do as Miss Turtle Creek or Miss Harbor Cities, but like if you do win Miss Wisconsin, how busy are you? And is that a full-time gig?
It is a full-time job. You're kept so busy. And whether that's with appearances that you find or appearances that they find, it's all up to you on what you make your year.
Okay.
But if I become Miss Wisconsin, I plan to be very busy.
So I believe that about you. You seem like kind of a go-getter. Do you have, what do you do with your cybersecurity gig? Do a bunch of people just get hacked because you had to go be Miss Wisconsin? How does that work? I don't think that's very fair.
No. So what I would do is I would go into different age groups and give them age-appropriate cybersecurity advice for young children, elementary schoolers. I help them understand that stranger danger is not just in the physical world, but it also is in the virtual world as well, which a lot of kids don't realize.
Right.
And then I have specific talking points for each age group, all the way up to seniors, where I really focus on scams because, unfortunately, seniors are a huge, vulnerable portion of our population that often fall for scams.
How do you even... Well, we'll get to that, too. Okay, so who's your stiffest competition in Miss Wisconsin?
Myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to say confident, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't win, is there someone you're cheering for?
I want someone who will be a phenomenal Miss Wisconsin and will run with the crown and not just say, I'm wearing a sparkly hat now. I want them to actually use it.
Or just getting it for their resume or whatever, yes. or something like that. So how many titles have you had?
5.
Wow.
I just realized the song.
What do you think we're doing here, Jenna? All right, hold that answer. We're going to do intermission here. We'll come back for Act 2. We'll have more with Jenna Watkins. She's running for. She's in the Miss Wisconsin competition, and her day gig is she's into cybersecurity. So we're going to talk to her about that, too. It's all coming up next in Act 2 on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to make a supersonic man out of you.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, breaking news from the Middle East. Israel has launched what it calls preemptive strikes on Iran's nuclear program, hitting more than 100 targets, including the country's main enrichment facility. At least 3 top Iranian military officers are dead. The IDF says Tehran has retaliated with over 100 drones. Reporter Stephen Lindy from Jerusalem.
Israel said it has embarked on an unprecedented military operation against Iran called Rising Lion to neutralize an existential threat and hit Iranian military leaders and sites. It said the aim of the prolonged operation is to prevent Iran from building nuclear weapons. While Israel went on the alert for an Iranian counterattack, Israeli officials said the United States had been informed of the planned operation.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very